Council members proposed the April to September tax increase to fund cost of living raises for city workers. The tax hike would bring the city's sales tax to 5% and yield an estimated $1.9 million for the city coffers every year. Because Ketchikan's borough also charges sales tax, the hike would increase the overall sales tax rate within city limits to 7.5% for half the year. But on Thursday, the council voted to set aside the tax change for now as members brainstormed other ideas to raise revenue. Councilmember Lalette Kistler suggested raising the city's sales tax cap. Under current code, sales taxes are only charged on the first $2,000 of most transactions, and Kistler pitched the idea as a way to avoid raising revenue on the backs of low-income residents.
We don't know how much that is going to make. That's been made clear, but it would bring in more money into the coffers and wouldn't affect the people down lower on the totem pole that have a harder time dealing with increases in the things that they purchase.
That ran into opposition from Councilmember Jay Matani. He says Ketchikan's relatively low sales tax cap gives businesses a competitive advantage over those in other communities.
You will put a lot of people out of business if you raise the sales tax cap right now. We've got to be very careful how we tread those waters. We need people to spend in town. We need to keep the revenue. But if you raise the cap, that revenue is going to go to Juneau, Skagway, and Sitka.
Councilmember Abby Bradbury pitched a different idea, hiking the current 4% sales tax by 2 points during the summer and cutting it in the winter.
The things I've heard about this is, you know, the locals still have, they're still getting taxed the higher bracket during the summer. And I'm wondering if we can change up the percentages a little bit more and do 6% in the summer and maybe give a little bit of a discount to the locals during the winter time.
Acting City Manager Lacey Simpson said the city's finance department had calculated that a 6% summer sales tax with a 3% winter rate would yield about $1 million a year more than the 5% summer sales tax.
So it is possible to do that. It actually gets us further ahead in our revenues. But then you are, of course, asking a lot still of locals during the summer months when they're still making purchases.
Councilmember Riley Gass suggested going over the options at a future meeting.
I think we need to maybe all go home, put some more thought into it, have some more discussions, contact with staff, and come up with a solid plan. Because we seem to kind of be leaning both directions and saying both might be the better approach.
The council voted 5-1 to defer the question to their next meeting. Councilmember Janelle Gage was the lone vote against. She said she favored the 1% summer tax hike. But Simpson cautioned the council against kicking the can down the road much further. She said the council had already failed to pay for wage hikes approved in 2019. The council has repeatedly voted down property tax increases that it approved during budget negotiations to pay for the 2019 raises.
We have brought that funding mechanism before the council 3 times, and it has failed 3 times. We are funding those wage improvements out of reserves. We have not created any type of revenue system to fund that. We cannot afford to do that again with these wage improvements.
Ketchikan City Council is scheduled to consider its options for revenue again on August 4th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.